Vocation, calling. How more loaded can two words get? Hi, this is Jeanette Thomason talking about Robert Benson's latest book, The Echo Within, a book that's really the thoughtful, purpose-driven life. Where Rick Warren wrote in his bestseller, Short Snippets About Purpose and Calling, Robert Benson tells a more complete story. The Echo Within is the powerful account of one man's search, failings, and discovery of satisfying purpose. I've soul-searched all my life to find what I'm called to do, Robert says, and it seems that I'm not alone. He's not. In fact, The Echo Within opens with the story of Robert walking with a friend who presses him with his same soul search. The friend confesses, "I think I'm being called to seminary," and then he asks, "Do you think I am? Do you think that's what God wants for me?" "How would I know?" Robert writes. "I have enough trouble listening to my own life." But in listening is the key, he discovers, and it's the key that he generously gives readers to turn in their own lives. When you listen, he explains, you hear the voice of your maker. You hear how the story all begins. You know the words this story begins with. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The words echo in us, whether you believe in them or not. If you listen closely to the words, you hear more. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The words begin to echo, and you hear more words. And in those words are what you're looking for, a calling, a vocation, an echo within. And so Robert helps readers listen to their lives. He uses humor and heartbreak. He muses on how this echo sounds, and he wonders simple things. What if God's calls to us come in the voice of James Earl Jones or Judy Dench? Or what if the call is shrill and squeaky or hard to listen to, like the voice of Truman Capote? He leads readers through his own entertaining life as a writer and gardener, a father and a man finding faith, a son of a music publisher and a producer, a man who has learned to recognize how to hear the echo within. Along the way, he shows readers how they too can find and claim the echo, how they can know their unique calling and experience it, answer it, join it. He helps readers discover, as he too has, that when you hear the echo, you'll feel what Olympian Eric Little voiced in the film Chariots of Fire. You'll feel God's pleasure when you're doing that thing you're made to do. And that's the gift readers get by the book's end, a sense and a vision and an understanding of the pleasure of their unique purpose. While Robert's message is enduring, the timing of this elegant book will help readers beginning a New Year's re-examination of their roles and relationships. It will help graduates enter a whole new world with deliberation and focus. And the echo within will call each of us on a journey into and out of relationships, where promises will be made and broken and made again, and we will be richer for it.